Join me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Next month, December 15th, 2007, of course, episode number 20, the best of show, plus the year-end countdown. Of course, join acts that I've interviewed all year, such as Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Mayor Cicilline, rap group from Rhode Island, Fed Hill, of course, R&B singer Rola, country singer Billy Gelman, and rock group Amurtiverse. That's just some of the groups. Join me next month, December 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
When you see the checkered sign at the side of the road and you're feeling really hungry, stop at
Flapjacks.
Come to Flapjacks for breakfast or lunch, 429 Benefit Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Open daily 7 to 2. Late night Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. Quick, get there before Alter Ego wipes out the menu. Love those eggs and home fries.
Flapjacks is where it's at.
Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet, featuring exotic coffees, espresso and cappuccino, scrumptious delights. Go see my friend Malcolm at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Right across from Cranston Stadium. Again, 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Right across from Cranston Stadium. Big Train Chai Distributor. Now open nights on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights until 11 p.m. Try their tea that's excellent for fighting colds, gambay, elixirs, and tonics. So go to Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet. Again, at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-943-8400. Again, 401-943-8400. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Auction.com, two locations, 1800-C, Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, 1800-C, Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-270-5810. Again, 401-270-5810. Visit them online at www.auctions1800.com. Again, www.auctions1800.com. Or the other new location, now open, 45 New Snick Hill Road on Route 3 in West Greenwich, Exit 6 Plaza. Yes, 45 New Snick Hill Road on Route 3 in West Greenwich, Rhode Island, Exit 6. Call them at 401-385-9951. Yes, 401-385-9951. Find the people who love what you buy on eBay. Drop off items you want to sell, and we'll put them on eBay for you. Open Monday through Friday, 12 to 7 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Two locations. Again, 1800C, Mineral Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, or the new location, 45 New Snick Hill Road on Route 3 in West Greenwich, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Tedesco's Sausage Shop and Fine Cold Cuts. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go see my friends Vinny and Karen Tedesco at 56 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Again, Vinny and Karen Tedesco at 56 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Or call Vinny and Karen at 401-274-9356. Again, 401-274-9356, Tedesco's Sausage Shop and Fine Cold Cuts. Tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, and you get 10% off. Yes, I said 10% off if you tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Join me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Next month, December 15th, 2007, of course, episode number 20, the best of show, plus the year-end countdown. Of course, join acts that I've interviewed all year, such as Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Mayor Cicilline, rap group from Rhode Island, Fed Hill, of course, R&B singer Rola, country singer Billy Gelman, and rock group Amurtiverse. That's just some of the groups. Join me next month, December 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. DerekShapiroShow.com. Of course, talking with Drew, the drummer of the band, of course, from the band The Bay State, who's not from Massachusetts, but from Portland, Maine area. But you're in Lowell, Mass, you said again?
I'm in Lowell, Mass right now, talking to you from Lowell, yes.
Yes. And how is it in Lowell now?
Right now, it is rainy.
Yes.
And quiet for Lowell, actually.
Yes, of course. We're recording in October, but of course, when it debuts November 15th, almost near Thanksgiving. I want to ask you a question. Of course, we're getting near Thanksgiving, of course, next week. And what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
What am I going to be doing Thanksgiving? Well, I'll be seeing family. I'll definitely be trying to get together with Tom, Mary, and Evan for some recording.
Sure.
We're going to be doing some vocals for a few tracks. I will record the vocals for the album. We actually recorded some tracks. This track the track you just played, I swear to God, was recorded at Big Sound Studios in Westbrook, Maine.
Right.
We had an excellent engineer with us, Justin Baker, and we were able to record all the instrumental tracks for these songs with him. And we're doing the vocal tracks as a kind of a post situation. We're doing them after the rest, and so I am taking these tracks and mixing them down to the songs that you're able to play on the radio. So it's quite a process. We have to get the vocals done, and then I have to mix them into the instrumental tracks before we can release them. So we're going to get more of that done over Thanksgiving break, and then a lot more recording done over Christmas break.
Sure. Now tell me about, of course, this is your first time on internet radio, of course, and internet radio is much more broader than college radio, you know, so you get a lot more listeners. Tell me about your other radio. Of course, you probably have other radio interviews, of course, right?
Yeah, well, we've had some radio interviews for some different college stations, University of Maine in Orono, University of Maine in Machias, and some University of Southern Maine stuff. So it's like when we're getting an interview, it's more along the lines of, like, where are you from? How did you form? What's your songwriting style? And it's pretty great to be able to actually have something to say to you, like, well, over Thanksgiving, we're going to be recording.
Exactly. Exactly. And tell me, where's the most interesting place you have performed collectively as a band?
Well, I'm going to speak for everybody and say Asbury Lanes was definitely the most interesting place we've played so far.
Where's that?
They may or may not agree with me. We played some nice beaches and stuff like that. But Asbury Lanes was, it's in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And
New Jersey?
It's got a bowling alley. It's excellent.
Really? New Jersey, huh?
Yeah.
Do they have a 10-pin or duck pin?
Oh, man, I don't remember. I was playing, dude. But there were a lot of people bowling there. They had a big movie come down on the screen. They played the Big Lebowski while we were there.
Really?
Yeah, really nice food and drink establishment attached onto the venue. And the bowling lanes were around the stage.
Really?
So you're playing, and these people are bowling to the left and right of you. It's just, it's unreal, man.
Were you ever nervous that someone's going to, like, hit you with a bowling ball by mistake, and you got one of those terrible bowlers, and they're going to knock you in the head by mistake, and you're going to be unconscious, and the whole concert's
yeah,
over?
It's set up pretty well. They've got their system worked out so that it's very safe, and it's just a gas to play there.
Right. Well, actually, I mean, it's good because it's good that you didn't do that in a third world country because I think in the third world countries they'll be knocking the people down as bowling pins. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they count that as a big strike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes. Now, tell me about let's see. Now, what college did you and Tom go to?
Well, Tom went to Machias, and I went to University of Maine at Orono. It's good that we grew up together in the same hometown because those colleges are about 2.5 hours apart.
Yep.
And to practice together, it was definitely a travel. It was definitely a good trip each time. Tom would want to practice. He'd come to where I was, where the drum set was at, and we would play like for a weekend, and then he'd go back to school and have class for a week, and then the next weekend he'd come back and we'd play for a weekend and.
Sure.
It was a lot of time and a lot of effort to be able to practice and build a library of songs.
And what do you like to do in your off time other than perform? What do you like to do like for fun? Like what do you like to go to the movies, out to eat? What do you like to do?
Well, personally, when I am not doing band stuff, I'm doing band stuff.
Really?
It's the same for Tom. Like, when he's not at work or playing a show, he's on the MySpace working, you know, 24/7. Whatever hours he has left out of that, sure, he's on the MySpace working. Evan James is out either playing his viola or promoting a show. Mary Weatherby's promoting a show or going to class. It's like we've got all these things going on. When I'm not playing or practicing with these guys and I'm not going to class or at work, I am mixing the CD, getting things ready to be released, working on a song, tweaking a vocal line, fixing a snare drum, getting things exactly how they need to be. If a snare drum sounds like too pingy, I need to change the EQ on that, and that might take me 10 minutes, but it adds up. Things just, it gets quite a process, and it's nice to have everybody dedicated to that because it feels like we're all pulling weight.
So when do you remember the last time you actually had a break and had a fun time out, like evening out?
Oh, it is fun, dude. Like, I'm having a blast. Every time I'm sitting down and like, all right, Tom's like, hey, I need some more treble on that piece of the guitar line right there. I don't know if he's actually ever said something like that, but that's an example. If I need a little bit more treble there, I can sit down with him in the room and change it and watch him light up, and that's fun for me.
And as you've been a drummer, what other drummers do you look up to in the business?
What other drummers do I look up to? Travis Barker, Danny Carey, some of the like staples. Travis Barker from Blink-182, Danny Carey from Tool. Guys, they're pretty intense. There's actually a few drummers down here at my school that I look up to. I look up to Tony Fennaro, and Evan Gillis, Austin Bryant. These guys are mad good drummers. And it's nice to, I'm going to school where I get to see some real music talent down here, and to play alongside some of these guys is kind of blowing my mind sometimes. I go to UMass Lowell, and in the music program, I'm here for sound recording. And there's a lot of music performance majors walking around, and some of these guys are just off the charts.
Now, has your band ever performed with other big known artists? And if you have, what was it like for you?
When we performed with anyone that has an amazing draw, like more draw than we have in an area, it's really nice to see fans that are coming to a show to see a band that's not you, to see a band that's on after you, or maybe see a band that's on three bands after you.
And who's that band?
They're all standing there, and if they start digging your music and your opening, yeah, it's just it's just unreal.
And what band was that?
We had shows with As Cities Burn. We had shows with The Killing Moon. These guys are really nice dudes. We had shows with Raleigh. It was just really cool to see the people that were out there looking back and having a good time with music that they hadn't heard before. They hadn't heard us before.
Sure.
They're there to see The Killing Moon or Raleigh, and it's like, hey, they're checking it out. They're digging it.
Sure.
So it was a lot of fun.
And also, too,
I Am the Pilot. That's another one right there. I Am the Pilot. They brought some fans, and it was good to play for their fans.
Sure.
We played with Zox, and Zox has a great fan base.
Sure. And also, too, on the Pure Volume, you have that internet website, too. But on the Pure Volume, it says November 16th, you're performing in Japachet. But on the MySpace, it says November 23rd, you're performing in Japachet, Rhode Island. What's the true date, November 16th or November
23rd? It would be the 23rd. Would be the most accurate date on that. And the Pure Volume is a little out of date. It's seen some neglect as of recent. I will take the blame for that.
Okay. And then again, I'm going to be posting up December 15th, of course. Tommy's Lounge in Pawtucket next month, right? With the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
Yes. In addition to that, one more thing. The song we're going to be hearing next, The Stars added some.
Stars need someone to shine for, so I'll stay out here.
Yes, okay. I got a little whip because of the rain, actually, the thing. So tell me about the song.
Well, this song, a lot of the songs are written about a specific girl, Miss Suzanne Gary. She is seeing Tom right now. They are together. They've been together for a while, and they're very happy. But for quite some time, while these songs were being written, they were not together. And Tom was you know, thinking about her all the time. And these songs are written through the perspective of his life at the time, in relation to this girl, Suzanne. So this is him telling her, look, no matter where we're at, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to, you know, make this happen, and I'm going to get through this, and we're going to be together. And so this song is about how he's not going to give up, and it's going to just keep, he's going to, you know, stay the course and all that. So that's what the lyrics are for this tune. And when we were recording the vocals for this, I actually was able to get some candid stuff that they were talking about. There's actually a skit between Tom and Suzanne. That's Suzanne on the album. And so it's like right from the heart on some of that stuff. So I can actually hear, you know, people can hear what was going on in their relationship at the time. We keep a recording device as many places as we can go, so we can get these little candid things.
Sure.
And it turned out really great on the tunes. We can insert it right on the bridge, and yeah, and here's what they were saying at the time, you know?
Sure. And here's our song with debut. Now, I want to thank you for joining us today. Up next is boxer Peter Manfredo Jr., of course, from NBC's The Contender. Yeah, I can't even say it right. NBC's The Contender. Boy, a little tongue twister there. Okay, but first is The Stars Needed Someone to Shine For, so I'll stay out here. Here on Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Soundtrack is going stronger than ever. New hits by The Squizzles, Skeptical Dogs, and Fed Hill featuring Rolla with Right Now. Other his songs, No Tomorrow Morning by Neil Salisbury, Leaving Home Tonight by Mondo, Word Police by Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, and Without You, Mondo featuring Rolla, and Rolla with London. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Soundtrack going stronger than ever. Join me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Next month, December 15th, 2007, of course, episode number 20, the best of show, plus the year-end countdown. Of course, join acts that I've interviewed all year, such as Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Mayor Cicilline, rap group from Rhode Island, Fed Hill, of course, R&B singer Rola, country singer Billy Gelman, and rock group Amurtiverse. That's just some of the groups. Join me next month, December 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. DiPetrillo's Pizza and Bakery of Cranston. Pizza strips, potty trays, grinders, hot pizza toppings, white pizza trays, calzones, calzone rolls, egg, wine, and pepper biscuits, bread, and more. Go visit them at 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Again, 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Phone number is 401-432-7612. Again, 401-432-7612. Or go visit my line at www.dpetrillos.com. Again, www.dpetrillos.com. Or go visit them again at 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. DiPetrillo's Pizza and Bakery of Cranston.
El Expression Salon. Everything from cuts to highlights to color hair. Extensions coming soon. Starts at $10 and up. So go see my friend Vonnie at 291 Providence Street in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 291 Providence Street in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Call Vonnie at 401-615-9725. Again, 401-615-9725. El Expression Salon at 291 Providence Street in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Thank you for calling Valeri's Martial Arts. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in getting my child into your program. Tell me about your program, please.
We offer martial arts for all kids of all ages. And we have lots of different things we offer here.
And how much does your rate start at?
Most people start with a 1995 introductory program. They get a free uniform and 2 weeks of classes. And then after that, we have different programs that people can look into.
Great. And where can we go to find your martial arts program?
We're in Middletown, Rhode Island on West Main Road, 823 West Main Road, right in the middle of town here. And the phone number is 401-847-0184.
Great. And and what's your name?
Sensei Jesse, the chief instructor and the director of the school here.
Great. And again, they could call 401. And what's the rest of the number?
847-0184.
Great. And
we also have a website. It's www.valerismartialarts.org.
And the address again?
And it's 823 West Main Road.
In Middletown, Rhode Island, right?
In Middletown, Rhode Island.
All right. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Nova Shohash Gata Restaurante. Everything from appetizers to salads and soups and fish and meats and poultry. Go visit them at 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-726-8401. Again, 401-726-8401. Go see my friend Jose DeBrito. They serve Cape Verdean, Portuguese, and American food. So go visit them again at 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Nova Shohash Gata Restaurante. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. New York Style Unisex Beauty Salon. Permanent straightening, coloring, hairstyling, manicure, pedicure. Over 20 years of experience. Go see my friend Dee Dee at 171 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 171 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Call her at 401-781-0734. Again, 401-781-0734. New York Style Unisex Beauty Salon. I'm going to get a new stereo for my daughter, London. The best place to go is EP Stereo Plus Incorporated at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. They have authorized by TBZ for distribution of the SLB, FCP, SCP, official products, all types of electronics, 220 volts, cell phones for Europe and Africa, Portuguese gold, religious products from Fatima,
Portugal, etc. Websites, www.stereoplus220.com. Or you can email them at stereoplus220@AOL.com. Go visit them again at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-434-5320. Again, 401-434-5320. EP Stereo Plus Incorporated. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Okay, we're now back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com with boxer Peter Manfredo Jr. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Actually, by phone, though. And now, where are you today, by the way?
I'm running a couple errands. I'm getting ready to go to training camp next Saturday.
Really? And where's your training camp?
Los Angeles, California, Wildcard Boxing Gym with Freddie Roach.
Really? And now tell me, you've been on the Contender, of course. That's where you got your fame from, right? NBC's the Contender. How did you feel to be on that show for the first time?
Well, I mean, going on the show was pretty tough. You know, obviously you're being filmed 24/7. But it was unlike reality boxing where, you know, you prepare for a fight. You prepare for a certain kind of fight or a certain kind of style. You know, you were living with guys, you didn't have your trainers. They were only 5 rounds. You're always used to fighting 12 rounds.
Right.
It was at a weight, 157 pounds, which at the time it was hard for me to make or maintain. And it was just extremely tough, but it was a surreal experience. I would never, you know, take it away. You know, I'm glad I did it.
Right.
I met guys like Sylvester Stallone. I've met Melody Griffith. I met Sugar Ray Leonard. I've met... James Caan, I mean, all these movie stars, and it's a great experience to see how movie stars live and how the average person lives. So after the show, it was kind of hard to get back into reality, you know?
Sure. Now, tell me about your instant fame. I mean, was it weird for you that people actually went up to you and asked you for your autograph? And how did that make you feel?
It makes you feel good because it makes you feel like all the work I've done since I'm 5 years old is paying off.
Right.
You know, people appreciate what I do. I'm an entertainer. I go in there and I fight and I entertain people. They come, they buy tickets, they come to see the team, and you know, I try to put on win, lose, or draw. I give 110%. So when people come up to me and ask for autographs, things like that, it just feels like that.
Right.
You know, they appreciate what I do.
Sure. And tell me about your experience about being knocked off to the Contender, then coming back on.
Well, that was tough. I mean, when I got knocked off the Contender, it hurt me bad because it was the first loss I had experienced, and you know, to a guy I thought I should have beat, and it was just tough. And when I didn't really want to come back when they voted me back because you know, I wasn't ready to come back and beat these guys because I wasn't in condition. I couldn't make the weight. It was just tough. I didn't want to lose to somebody I knew I could beat again. But I came back and I sucked it up,
yeah.
And I've made it to the finals. And you know, it was a great experience.
Right. And now before the Contender, back in 2001, you actually performed, you actually boxed on ESPN, of course, right? With Jimmy Birchfield?
Right. I was promoted by Jimmy Birchfield before the Contender, and, you know, he was moving my career along great. I was ranked third in the world by the WBO. I was the current WBO world champion at 154 pounds. I was doing great, and I was on my way up. But the show came along, the more money was there, the fame, the popularity. So, you know, what I do this for my family, so... getting on the show, making money, you know, I signed up for it, and thank you for Jimmy Birchfield for letting me do it. So it was a great thing, great experience.
Sure, and with that experience, you know, being trained by Jimmy Birchfield for the first time, am I correct? Your dad pushed you into that, right? Got you with Jimmy Birchfield, right?
Well, Jimmy Birchfield is a local promoter around here in Providence, and you know, he's the one that was moving my career along.
And how nervous were you working with him?
What's that?
How nervous at first were you working with him?
With Jimmy, not at all nervous. Jimmy's a great promoter. He's not only a great promoter, he's a great guy. He cares about the fighters. So, you know, his job is basically to get you the fight, and your job is to win it. So,
sure. Now, the first time you were on national television before NBC was ESPN, right?
Right.
And Sugar Ray Leonard sponsored it, right?
He might have. I've been on ESPN a lot of times before the show, but he might have been on that one, yeah.
And did you get to meet Sugar Ray Leonard?
I've met Sugar Ray Leonard before, but he really, you know, didn't know who I was, just high and by, but now if I go up to him, he knows who I am.
Sure, and what was it like for the first time boxing on national television for you?
Well, it was nice, you know. It was some notoriety. People got to see who I was, a local kid from Providence, Rhode Island. You know,
sure.
We're a small state, but it's nice to get out there and for people to see, you know, what we're about.
Yep.
And it was nice. So I got in there and I did my job. I won, and that's it. It was just a great experience.
And of course, you probably met Vinny Paz before, right?
Right.
And what does he say about your boxing? Or what conversations do you have when you meet up with Vinny?
Well, you know, Vinny, I always looked up to him when I was a young kid, you know.
Sure.
He's a 5-time world champion. No matter what he does in his press, it doesn't matter. I mean, the guy accomplished a lot in the boxing game. And no one knows how hard it is to do what we do unless you do it. So he was one of the ones that started with nothing, and he ended up, you know, being a 5-time world champion. So when I look at him, you know, I see what he accomplished, and he comes and he sees me. I'm actually good friends with him, and
sure.
You know, Vinny tells me I got what it takes to make it. So, you know, it's nice hearing that from a former world champion.
Sure. So you, do you ever both hang out together or go out, you know, and out of the night, you know?
Well, not really. I'm not a big night person. I'm a family man.
Sure.
You know, me and Vinny live different lifestyles. You know, I got a family. I got 3 kids.
Sure.
You know, he really is not married or anything like that. So, you know, I kind of stay home. I'm a family man. I do what I have to do, and I
sure.
fight to make money. Me and Vinny fight for 2 different reasons. Vinny fought for the fame. He fought for being a champion. He
right.
fought for things like that. He didn't care about the money. Me, I fight for the money because I fight for my family. I put food on my family's table, and that's what I do it for. I don't
sure.
care about the belt. I don't care about the fame. I don't care about anything like that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to play a song for us and come back, okay? We're going to play Rola's new song from the soundtrack of the Derek Shapiro Radio Show. It's called Do You Feel It? Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, we're going to be back now, okay? We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Again, we have the contenders, Peter Manfredo Jr. Of course, you call the Pride of Providence, right?
Right.
Yes. How'd you get that nickname?
You know, people call me the Pride of Providence. One of the announcers, one time when I fought before the contender, announced me as the Pride of Providence. And when I went on the show, they asked me if I had a ring name. I really didn't. I said no, but I said one time when I was coming out to the ring, one of the announcers as the Pride of Providence, and then they announced on the show, and then it's history from there. Everybody, you know, heard it on the show, and everybody called me the Pride of.
Them hard, oh hell yeah. Fred Hill. Yep, we gonna keep doing it. I know. Fred Hill. Some of y'all are getting angry, but I got a whole state on my back nowadays. You know what I mean? I got little girls running up to me like, my daddy said we would be nothing if you niggas don't make it. So, I'm doing it. Fuck it. If I don't, they gonna kill me, and I won't be around to see the failure. Feel my team. Still federal. This is for the little homies learning the ropes. Starting street life, living, know the city's no joke. Most so-called dealers ain't making no dough. If it don't go, I'm the type of hustler that I sleep in the car. Depressed with the package, but never fuck weed in the jar. Nowhere to stash it. In my hood, you know the knobs ain't far. I hate the bastards. Where they get the right? Shining down my pants with the barrel of the light. I feel crazy when I lay down with my lady at night. Cause I know that when I wake up, it's right back to the fight. Back to my life. Back to the fact that I might not make it back tonight. See, the niggas, they ain't acting right. Talking weight, stacking light. And it never gets old till you come from something and it never gets sold. I'm COD, I'll never get old. Cut the gas, little lady, I'll never get cold. Watch your ass, little nigga, don't you never get bold.
It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. You put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
See, that tax's not enough, you need to back it up. Put the track in the cut and start wrapping it up. Put my niggas in the booth, get them off the corner. Put the corner in the booth and stood them boys is on ya. No different from the game and the rules the same. But some niggas done change and some bitches done change. Turn bitch for the chain when they pitching the cane. Start snitching to the main, man, this shit is insane. I keep the circle tight, man, up some mistakes. Stay away from police and don't fuck with the snakes. And them grimy niggas too, they got something against you. Call me son cause I shine out like a father pretend to. I honor my friends who disregard with them, do you know my axe can hurt him and consequences might slip through? And chances are slim too when you out in the streets. Keep your mind on your money and your why and your peace.
Federal. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. You put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
I know. Real niggas and killers with gold T's, blood drops, SC's and OG's, LK's, ADR's with gold beads, LQ, don't mean no OE, still I stand in the street with a 40 beside me, my shorty with a shotty, she rolling beside me, every double D hook you up to an IV, up in ICU, stop scheming homie, I see you, your whole crew saw, I see through, fake niggas on my block, couldn't buy their way through, since 86, wear high top and shell top shoes, only people I was doing, some was breaking the rules, see the Mac up in my backpack for making the news. Shit get grimy in my hood, 1090 making a fool. Robbing 40 cracks in they cash, I'm taking they jewels. 32 in my clip, homie, I'm making my move.
It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. You put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Soundtrack is going stronger than ever. New hits by The Squizzles, Skeptical Dogs, and Fed Hill featuring Rolla with Right Now. Other hit songs, No Tomorrow Morning by Neil Salisbury, Leaving Home Tonight by Mondo, Word Police by Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, and Without You, Mondo featuring Rolla, and Rolla with London. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Soundtrack going stronger than ever. Join me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Next month, December 15th, 2007, of course, episode number 20, the best of show, plus the year-end countdown. Of course, join acts that I have interviewed all year, such as Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Mayor Cicilline, rap group from Rhode Island, Fed Hill, of course, R&B singer Rolla, country singer Billy Gelman, and rock group Murderverse. That's just some of the groups. Join me next month, December 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
see the checkered sign at the side of the road, and if you're feeling really hungry, stop at
Flapjack's.
Come to Flapjack's for breakfast or lunch, 429 Benefit Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Open daily 7 to 2. Late night Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. Quick, get there before Alter Ego wipes out the menu. Love those eggs and home fries.
Flapjack's is where it's at.
Okay, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Again, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Again, back with Peter Manfredo Jr. And now, let me ask you a question now, Peter. Who was the most challenging opponent that you took on, do you think, in your career?
I would have to say Joe Calzaghe, the world champion in England, because I had a fight him in England in his hometown. It was a tough experience, you know, going to his country. People were booing me, you know, booing the national anthem. I didn't feel comfortable there.
Sure.
And like I said, they didn't give me a shot to fight out there. So it was very tough for me, but I get over things like that quick.
Sure. And what do you say to yourself when you have lost in the past?
Well, I mean, you win or lose in life. It's part of life. You know what I mean? Only the strong survive in this world. So,
right.
You know, you lose, you got to get up, and you got to fight strong. I mean,
sure.
Everybody loses. But the champions are the ones who get up, get themselves back up, and keep striving forward. And you know, that's what I tell myself, and that's why I'm successful this day, I think.
Sure. And what experience in your boxing career has been the most valuable to you?
Most valuable experience? I think being on the Contender.
Really?
Being on the show, meeting the guys, you know, I grew a bond with the guys, some of the guys, you know, I still talk to this day.
Really?
And it was a great experience, like I said, meeting celebrities and just seeing different lifestyles and, I don't know, and then just coming back and people respecting me and calling me the pride of Providence, and
right.
People respect what I do for a living and how I treat my family. I mean, just that whole big experience was just great for my whole life. So,
right.
I think that was the most accomplished thing that I did with my career.
And let me ask you a question. Now, you grew up in Federal Hill, of course, you know, and I love Italian food, you know, and of course you probably do too, of course. Tell me, what's one of your favorite Italian restaurants to go to on your off time, you know, off from boxing?
Well, I love them all, man. I love Angelo's. I love Andino's.
Right.
I love Camille's.
Sure.
I love Caserta's Pizza.
Oh, Caserta's. Oh, yes.
You can't beat Federal Hill, man. I mean, we're spoiled over here.
Yeah,
I've been all over the world, but we got the best food right here.
Even Sicilia's, you know, stuffed pizza. I love that. You know what I'm saying? And they deliver every place in Providence. I live near the PC area. You know what I'm saying? And I got like delivery at like 1 o'clock in the morning from Sicilia's. You know, it was great. You know.
I can't be doing that because I put on too much weight. But I understand what you're saying.
and tell me, what do you like to do on your off time? Like with your family? Do you like to go shopping at the mall? Do you like to go to Garden City, Providence Placement?
I like to do it all. I'm a movie man. I'm a dinner and a movie type of guy. I like to go out to eat.
Sure.
And then I go to see a movie or something like that.
Sure.
That's about it. I go to bed early every night. I'm in bed by 9, 10 o'clock.
Really?
I'm not a big party person. I'm not
no.
like that. Neither is my wife. So things like that. We like to just hang out, go get something to eat, go to a movie, go visit our family.
Sure.
Big family people.
Right.
Family oriented. Old school man. Old school values.
Yes. And tell me, how was it on your first fight? Tell me that experience.
My first fight, it was nerve wracking because my father just got remarried.
Really?
He was on his honeymoon, and you know Jerry Bridgefield had to wait until he got back because he was flying in the same day I was fighting. So it was nerve wracking. This man. I mean, it was a good experience, but I was ready. I was prepared. So,
sure.
You know, I took care of business.
And let me ask you just two more questions before we get going. Now, of course, this is a radio show that plays music. What is one of your favorite artists that you look up to in music? Well, that inspires you. Sometimes, because music inspires everybody. What's some of your like musicians that you like?
Well, I love. I'm not picky at all. I like all kinds of music, but my favorite artist, my rap artist, I like Biggie Smalls.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
My favorite.
Awesome.
And, you know, just how he talks about going from rags to riches and things like that. He always talks about, like, the mafia and things like that. He's real cool.
Sure.
And No, I like him.
Really? And
well, I like him because he's dead.
Awesome. And let me ask you one other question. Of course, this is... Oh, two more questions, actually. I forgot another question. You have a fight coming up in December. This is airing November 15th, of course, on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. What fight that you have coming up in December?
I have a big fight in MGM Grand in Las Vegas against Jeff Lacy, the former world champion.
Right.
And, you know, it's a big fight for me to, you know, get myself back out there on the map. And, you know, I'm training real hard and, you know, I have a chance to win this fight, and I'm going to win.
Sure. And where can we find this fight? On ESPN or HBO?
No, this is going to be on HBO pay-per-view. It's going to be under the Floyd Mayweather-Ricky Hatton undercard.
Awesome, awesome. And in addition to that, of course, this is Thanksgiving coming up in the next week or so. Tell me, what are your plans for Thanksgiving, and what do you like to do for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. I'll be out there training in L.A. I'll miss Thanksgiving because that's part of my job. Sometimes that's what happens.
Sure.
Hopefully you can eat enough turkey and the fans can eat enough turkey for me.
Sure. I'm going to be away on Thanksgiving today, too, because my artist Rolla is performing at the Apollo Theater next month, and I'm going to be away on Thanksgiving as well, too. So we're both going to be away, you know? But you have a happy Thanksgiving.
But you're going to be in New York, so
yes.
At least you've got good food over there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I do thank you very much for being on my show today. And next we're going to be playing Fed Hill and Rolla with No Difference here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Regular boy trying to take over things. The cars and rings. No difference between the jewels and chariots and the kings. No difference in the song that he sings. Besides the keys and the strings. Does the CO see the same sky as being made into bang? And if you hurt me and I don't cry, does that mean I felt nothing? I may not be a wise man, but I know one thing. There's no difference in the next man on the day of reckoning. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges,
you
man.
No different.
We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
Ain't no difference in that man walking the street copping drugs, or that man selling them, riding around with his love, or that kid with no sight, or that girl on a bike between that boy wilding out, or that girl about to fight. Ain't no difference between a man getting life or a baby getting life. They both get put in a pen between the stars and the stripes. Feel like I'm struggling again. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
Let him without sin cast first stone.
Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get this sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
It's all the same between my brother and I, my mother and time. Game two, angels cried when both of them died. Trapped in a world of pain, holocaust, the slave trade. 40 ounce to guinea rum as long as they stay paid.
There ain't no difference
between that blunt in the store and the hustle with some reefer pitching out his front door. Gotta make that rent due before the rent due. Open up your ears and listen, what I'm saying is true. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get the sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get the sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stay the same.
Yeah, yeah, man, you know, it's no difference, you know, black or white. We all gonna reach the same place, Mount Zion, see? We all gonna reach it on that day, Fed it. Remember, no difference.
Okay, Dave.
Yes. All right, Derek. I just want to say I love just showing up for the beginning of the show and the ending of the show and just doing nothing in between.
That is great. You always do nothing in between. That's awesome. So
I think next show I'm gonna have a microphone in the booth over there and
really
talk to you through the wall.
Oh, that would be awesome. Now I have a question.
My commentary.
How would you rate this show today? One, on a scale of 1 to 10.
To be honest, I wasn't paying attention, but I'll give it a 2.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what would you give the phony calls?
Can I do it next time? I could do something way better.
Okay, you want to do something way better? Okay.
Way better.
Now, I want to say thank you to my guest today. I want to say thank you. Yeah, harassments. Now, don't harass you.
What?
Don't harass you a lot over here.
Yeah, you like to tweak my nipples once in a while. Like
that. Yes, I do. Yeah. I'm doing it now. Ooh. No, just kidding. We're not doing that. Okay. But I want to thank my guests over here. I want to thank... Oh, you are. You do it to yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I do it to myself. Yes. Just so I will feel more pleasure. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank Dante Martin. I want to thank the Bay State. I want to thank, of course, boxer Peter Manfredo Jr. Next show, we have a great show. You know what's happening next show?
What's happening next show, Derek?
It's going to be the best of my shows. I have Karen Adams, Billy Gelman, the best, Rolla, Fed Hill.
Woo-hoo.
All the people who's been on my show, we're just going to replay it, okay? And we're going to have the also, too, the best of the songs. We're going to have a countdown of the 12 best songs on my next show. And I want to thank everybody who's been part of my show, too. White Noise Records, White Noise Radio. Jay Rhythm is back. Jay Rhythm, of course, radio. And I want to thank, of course, Mary Codd. Of course, until next time, you have a great day. Bye-bye.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.